The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5. We are streaming at KRSH.com. It is just about 7:30. You know what that noise means. Vicky the Wine Gal is here. Good morning.
Cocktail shaker in hand. Yes. We haven't heard that sound in a while.
I know. It's been too long. I feel like all...
It's actually right kind of... It's exciting to me.
It is.
You know, it's like...
Something's coming.
It's a happy sound.
It is.
Just like the sound of a champagne cork popping.
Absolutely.
Those are my two favorite sounds. Surprising.
Shocking.
It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning, my friends. How are you, Mindy?
I'm doing so well. Thank you. I think I need more coffee, but other than that, okay. It feels like long weekend.
I'm still trying to find a coffee sponsor for you for the mornings. I'm just saying.
Maybe someone's listening. Who knows?
That's right.
I love my coffee, so yeah. I would be talking about it a lot.
Yes, you are. And yes, you do. Well, thank you to Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations. And there really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Have you checked out Willoughby's yet? I know you're still kind of new to the hood.
Yeah, I'm still kind of new. I have not yet.
Oh.
So tell me what I
so
need to...
So Wednesdays, yeah. They do this happy hour
at
the Santa Rosa location. So wouldn't take too far for
long
to get there. And
yeah.
And it's a happening scene.
Really?
Yeah. Super happening. So just as in, giving you some cool things to do on
so
your time off.
Great special, like happy hour, the good drink special.
Yep. They have... some incredible beers for the people that like the beer, mm-hmm. and wines and stuff like that by the glass. And so it's a pretty happening scene.
Excellent. Well, I feel like it's now like season to go out. The weather's nice now, so it's time to go out and explore.
They have a great deli there, and they hand make all kinds of things. So kind of fun to get something to go or to eat there. And last year, for the first time ever, I actually did my Thanksgiving wine picks there, like for everybody to come and get to try the wines before they buy them.
Oh.
And after doing that for 28 years, it all of a sudden dawned on me, hey, I should partner with like a wine shop. So
right.
Everybody gets to try before they buy. And we literally had lines out the door. So I'm going to do it again for Summer Wine Picks, which
Excellent.
Is really cool.
Yeah.
Summer Wine Picks is coming up in just a few weeks. I always announce the summer winners on the summer solstice. And so once I do announce the winners, the week later, which will be the week before 4th of July, everybody will have the opportunity to meet up with me at Willoughby's in Santa Rosa and try the wines.
So real quick, because new kid on the block here, when you say winners... Just
right. So it's a
it's
a competition. So if you work for a winery, you're a winemaker, you're a winery owner, you're a vintner, and you would like to submit your wines for consideration, the deadline is looming on the 7th of June. And for summertime, you know, think wines that you're going to want to drink in the summertime. Rosés, crisp white wines, fun white wines, something different, something unique, patio pounders, so to speak. of course, you know, rosé goes without saying, but really fun sparkling wines and really cool red wines for summertime. Things that are going to go with barbecues and camping and outside entertaining and things like that. So we have a panel of about 15 judges that taste the wines blindly. And big thanks to Comstock Winery for sponsoring this year. And it is a lot of fun. You should come and watch it happen.
Absolutely.
It's a complete blind tasting. It is really, really fun. And exciting because nobody knows what they have in front of them. So all the wines are tasted.
Love it.
You know, without anybody knowing anything.
That's great. It's
but,
like the voice for wine.
Yeah. Well, so my cocktail shaker is getting... it's getting frothy, so we have to just shake it now. I can't even believe here we are at the end of May.
I know.
I mean, it's crazy pants how this year is just flying
Flying by.
So I always love to feature a springtail before we get into June. And today I'm going to talk about the Strawberry Lemon Smash. This is one of my all-time favorite cocktails. And I mention it from time to time, but this time of year when the strawberries are so ripe and juicy and delicious, it is the perfect cocktail. And it's low ABV, meaning it has not a lot of alcohol in it. So it doesn't have any spirits, although you could certainly adjust the recipe and add some booze if you'd like. But here's what you're going to need. And you don't even actually need a cocktail shaker, but it does sound fun to have one today. But you can make this cocktail right into a glass. So I like to use like a stemless wine glass or even a ball jar is really cool. But you'll need 4 to 5 strawberries that are juicy and ripe. You're going to dice those up. You'll need 2 lemon wedges, and then you'll need about 1 ounce or less of simple syrup. And I make a lavender simple syrup this time of year as the lavender's starting to happen, or also lemon verbena simple syrup. And then you're going to need sparkling wine. And that's all that's in this cocktail. It's really, really easy. And there's a plethora of sparklers out there that you can choose from. Korbel makes a Natural, which comes in at like under $16. That's delicious, a great everyday. Paula Cornell, here's a really cool deal I found. For under $18, she's doing a Brut. I can't even believe that's the right price. I had to double check it online last night, Bottle Barn. Anyway, totally extraordinary Brut. Or Scharfenberger you can get for under $20. Breathless if you want to go high end. Anyway, the point is you're going to take the diced strawberries, put them into your stemless wine glass or your ball jar. Then you're going to squeeze the 2 lemon wedges in there, and then you're going to muddle that. So if you don't have a professional bar muddler, that's okay. You can use the back end of a wooden spoon. It's very, very simple. Muddle that up really to extract all the juices and everything out of the strawberries. And then you're going to add your simple syrup, give it a stir. And then you're going to add 1 of the lemon wedges that you squeeze in there because it looks pretty for color. And then you're going to add some ice, give it a stir, and then top it with sparkling wine. And then you'll give it a final stir to mix the sparkling wine in with the ice and all the other ingredients. And then you're going to garnish. And I love to use, of course, an edible flower as a garnish. But you can certainly use a slice of lemon on the side of the glass. And again, it's a wine-based cocktail, so it's low alcohol volume. And it is absolutely delicious with the strawberries in there and the lemon. It is scintillatingly sassy and salubrious.
Wow, excellent use of alliteration and vocabulary.
Yes. So wine of the week, we have not had a wine of the week for quite a while. And today I'm excited to talk about Marmara Estate, their Albarino. So this is something fun and different. I know the weather is warm. This wine is so, so perfect for this type of weather that we're having. Marmara is located in Sebastopol. Her estate is stunningly gorgeous. What's really cool is it's women run, women owned. Marmara started her estate back in the early 90s. And in her, she's like 10th generation or something crazy from Spain, where for, you know, generation to generation, the winery was always passed down father to son. And she left Spain so that she could have her own winery here. And now she has just passed it on to her daughter, Christina, who is running it, which is really cool. And that's the first time in the history of her Torres family that that's ever happened. So this Albarino is delicious, grown forever in the north west area of Spain, where it's that area is called Galicia, where it's normally cool and rainy climate. Now Marmara has this variety planted in the Russian River Valley, which is really, really cool. You get bright aromas of apple blossoms and guava, some wet seashells, so nice minerality on the aromas, and brilliant, delicious flavors that dance on your tongue. I just love this wine. It's like a tango on your tongue, if you will. Lemon zest, lemongrass, juicy Fuji apples, Gravenstein apples, minerality. Again, when I say wet seashells, I'm talking about like the mineral component of this wine that you're getting on the aromas or on the flavors. It's not like somebody dumped a bunch of wet seashells in your glass, but you know what I'm saying.
I do.
But it's just absolutely a whole glass of yes, please. That's the deal. And it comes in at $34. It's handcrafted, limited production. And try something different. Albarino, right from the Russian River Valley. MarmaraEstate.com is the website. They have fabulous tastings, and everything's in the flair of Spain, which is her heritage. And I just love going out there. I'm going to go out in this afternoon and kind of hang out on the patio. It's beautiful views and just gorgeous, delicious wines. And I'm like, you know, it's Wednesday. Why not? I'm going to go drink a bunch of Albarino.
Perfect. Perfect way to spend the day.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, don't forget to get your summer wine picks in. If you have questions about that, want to enter your wines, just email me, Ziggy@krsh.com. And it's a happy, happy Wine Wednesday. We're going to go out with this sound.
Woo!